Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is quite pleasant today across Israel. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with mild temperatures making it a lovely day to be outdoors. In Haifa, a light breeze adds to the comfortable atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq earlier today, following an attack on an American base. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Iran launched missiles at U.S. bases in the Middle East in an attempted surprise attack this morning. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF killed an Islamic Jihad commander involved in the October 7th hostage-taking just a short time ago. Separately, the Times of Israel highlights that, dismissing warnings, Israelis are increasingly venturing into forbidden West Bank cities today. And finally, according to the foreword, Prime Minister Netanyahu is set to meet with President Trump on Tuesday, with Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia on the agenda. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that IDF troops in southern Lebanon opened fire on a suspect near Ras al-Bayada. The incident involved a man identified by Lebanese media as Shadi Hossayan al-Darwish. Michael Dixon, an Israeli activist, wrote on X just now that you were duped about Gaza. Again, Al Arabiya English noted earlier today that it doesn't look good for Netanyahu right now, with commentary on how his political future is shaping his relationship with Trump. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. and Saudi airstrikes, CENTCOM stated that these strikes targeted weapons and logistics sites in Iraq. This action comes after Iran reportedly launched ballistic missiles at a U.S. base in Jordan. The regional security dynamics remain tense as these developments unfold. Turning to Iran's missile launch, a U.S. official told the Jerusalem Post that at least four ballistic missiles targeted a U.S. military base in Jordan. This attempted surprise attack adds to the ongoing strain between Iran and the United States, with potential implications for military readiness in the region. Meanwhile, the IDF has announced the killing of Mohammed Khalil Mohammed Aslam, an Islamic Jihad commander. According to JNS, Aslam was involved in the October 7th hostage events and had advanced terror activities in recent months. This development continues to impact the ongoing security operations by the IDF. In another development, the Times of Israel reports that more Israelis are venturing into West Bank cities despite warnings. These trips are driven by cheaper prices and a perceived sense of security. This trend could lead to increased tensions in the area as the frequency of such visits rises. Finally, Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump, as reported by the Forward, is significant. The discussions are expected to focus on Iran, Gaza, and strengthening ties with Saudi Arabia. This meeting could influence diplomatic strategies moving forward. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that the Diamond Exchange chief blames Netanyahu for the industry's crisis. Exports are at a historic low, and there are calls for greater government intervention. Separately, CTEC discusses the impact of Monday.com's decision to cut 20% of its workforce. This move highlights a broader shift in Israeli high tech as companies adapt to challenges like AI and economic uncertainty. And finally, Walla Business reports that Greece plans to approve a massive missile deal with Israel worth 3.5 billion euros. This strengthens the alliance against Turkey and involves the purchase of advanced air defense systems. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.